It's the hip hop duo Brothers, straight out of Michigan and representing the ATL. Ayo, Tayo, what's up?
What's good?
I would say both of y'all are teenagers, but Ayo, you getting a little grown out here, right?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Hold up. I'm about to be grown. My birthday coming up.
Is it? Tayo, when's your birthday?
In 12 days, the 29th. I'm going to be 18.
18. All right. Well, happy early birthday. And that's from all of KC. What about you, Ayo? You 20?
Yeah, I'm 20, but I'll be 21 October 30th.
Let's talk about this career. Y'all just on flames right now. So y'all went from long hours of dancing to the studio to Rolex, and now Rolex is certified platinum.
Platinum. It's platinum.
Did y'all see that coming your way?
Nah, we didn't though, but I mean.
Really?
Not in the beginning, but like, I mean, when it hit like 10 mil, we were like,
hold up.
Yeah, when it hit 10 mil, we were like, whoa. It's almost at 115 mil now. It's just crazy. It's crazy how everything works.
It really is. I would say that both of you guys are the epitome of your generation. Y'all style, everything y'all bring into the plate, I've never seen anything like it. When y'all came on the scene with your new lingo, your new look, nobody could really deny it. So, of course, your fan base is crazy. Views, that's y'all middle name off top. Can I ask you this, though? What inspired the mask?
Man, oh, man. It was like when we first started dancing in our living room, in our basement, and posted videos and stuff. We didn't have the mask at all yet. People were like commenting on our videos, like, bro, y'all facial expressions are like ugly. And so I kept on deleting comments and stuff. And then as soon as I went on my Explore page, this one night before I went to sleep, I seen this Instagram street model or something like that with a mask on, like a face mask. And it was a camo bait mask, and I just went on eBay and just ordered like 40 of them. And then I ordered some panda ones when I seen those too. So I ordered like a whole bunch of face masks. And then as soon as we made a video with the mask, when those masks came in, we started making videos with the mask, people would like picked it up, was like, bro, those masks are crazy, like, why y'all wearing face masks and stuff? And they just always wanted to know, and it brought a lot of attention. And then now we got like a lot of people wearing them, dancers, you know.
Definitely. For those that do not know, Ayo and Tayo are the Music Choice Artists for the month of August. So shout out to y'all for that. Y'all are also going to be featured in that new show on Nickelodeon, that new lip sync battle show, Shorties.
Wait, you said what?
Okay, so since my next question was going to be, have y'all filmed it yet? So I'm going to guess that's a no.
We didn't even know about it.
We didn't know yet. I don't think they informed us about that yet. But thank you for letting us know.
Kansas City, see, this is what happens when you just skyrocketing, when you just doing everything. You can't keep up with your own moves. In the midst of doing that, you guys got to work with a lot of big names. Future, Mask Off, on stage with him.
Mask Off, hey.
Usher, Chris Brown, all these names. Would you say that those big names kind of help you gain the mass and following that you guys do have right now? Or would you give it more to that unique style?
Both. Usher and Chris Brown definitely opened doors for us. Usher was the first one to, you know, fly us out to help him, like, to teach him the reverse and stuff. And he gave us a man cameo. He had us perform with him at the BET Awards. And then we did multiple performances with him. So he really exposed us to a lot of people. And you can't buy that type of publicity. So we appreciate Usher for opening doors for us. And then as soon as we, like, you know, as soon as Usher, like, I ain't gonna say he was finished with us. He's not. Like, we did an event with him, like, a month ago. And that was amazing. That was for a good cause for, But it was for a good cause, whatever. But then Chris Brown, he opened doors for us, too, with the party video. That was with Usher, too, and Gucci Mane. And shout out to Gucci, too, because we did, like, three video shoots for him.
Gucci, around
so many times. Yeah, shout out to Gucci Mane. Shout out to Chris Brown. Yeah, they definitely, yeah. When we went to Atlanta, from Michigan to Atlanta, Jazzy was the one that got us to record in the beginning. Like, we weren't focused on music. We weren't worrying about recording music until we met Jazzy. And Jazzy said, y'all boys should start recording music. And that's what happened. So if it wasn't for Jazzy, Rolex, nothing would have been, none of the music would have been recorded at all. Like, we'll be still dancing right now if it wasn't for Jazzy.
You guys are young in this thing. Can you explain your social media life? When I'm Ayo, when I'm Tayo, I wake up in the AMs. What is my phone doing? Like, what is it looking like?
Man, crazy. Endless. Every time I open my Instagram app, it's wild. Like,
somebody calling him right now.
Yeah, I don't know who this is. But, yeah, just, like, endless notifications and stuff all the time.
Do you guys, like, personally respond to that stuff? Or are you guys too busy?
No, you're never too busy. Never too busy. It's, like, it's your own personal decision to respond to, like, your supporters and stuff.
That's what's up. With that being said, is there any audience that you guys would say you haven't tapped into yet that you want to?
Honestly, we have all ages, and we're blessed to say that because, like, every time we meet people that's older, like 20 years older or 30 years older than us, they always say, like, my son, my granddaughter and stuff won't stop listening to y'all music. Like, can I please get a picture? Like, my son would kill me. They'd be like, my son would kill me if I don't get this picture in right now. And we just love.
Yeah.
We basically got all ages.
Definitely an impact being made by you two brothers. Y'all keep up whatever this sauce is, whatever this dab and branch y'all got going on. You know what I'm saying? Keep it moving and whatever y'all cooking up, because it's definitely working. I'm excited to see more coming y'all way. With that being said, Better Off Alone is out on the 18th of this month. That's tomorrow. What we getting from this single?
Well, it's coming out midnight. You'll get the same type of energy that Rolex gives off. It's the same. It's gonna be like, I'd say, five times more than Rolex, because this song, the beat go crazy. The lyrics, like, they're very relatable with, like, past relationships. Somebody been in a past relationship, unhealthy relationship, got that one ex that they hate and whatever. It's just stuff like that. Like, you just, like, once you listen to it, you won't stop listening to it.
Is it a new dance that you guys made up again?
Yeah, definitely.
Tayo, you don't do a lot of talking, huh?
I do, but, you know, I grabbed the door, and then my cousin came in.
Y'all multitasking. Yeah. Okay. For those people that maybe they know about you, but they're not really a fan yet, you want to take a second with them?
If you're just now finding out about Ayo and Tayo, you feel me? Hop on the wave, because the wave is long. You feel me? We out here, you know, it's all about positivity. We make clean music. So for the parents out there, you know, hop on the Ayo and Tayo wave, dude. You can look us up. We do a lot for the children. We do a lot for anti-bullying and stuff. Make-A-Wish Foundation. We help out with a lot, man. We're a positive wave. So you can follow us on Instagram at OGLELOO
and SHMATEO _
Ayo and Tayo that way.
We'll catch y'all at the Billboard Hot 100 show, right? Y'all don't know.
No, I know about that one. Yeah.